Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara and Lachlan Scott is on the line from HelpLink. Morning, Lachlan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me what it is that your charity does and what's going on at the moment.
HelpLink Mental Health, on the 10th of September, World Suicide Prevention Day, we launched the services. So we're actually 10 years providing mental health services to children, young people and adults right across the country and also internationally as well, because we have an Irish Abroad service, which we provide free counselling to Irish people living abroad. It's a really, really great service. We've helped people, Irish people in over 35 countries across the world with the free service.
Can I just ask you, what's the reason for that? Do you think that people, they just get kind of a better result out of it when they're talking to somebody from home?
Well, actually, that was what the research showed. So we did about 9 months worth of research into this topic. We were helping a lot of Irish people anyway. Say, for example, they were doing their counselling with us here and then they might go for a business trip or something like that and they wanted to keep up their counselling. They were able to do that because we were an online service. Like we actually were one of the first online services in Ireland when it came to counselling. So we were seeing this, and then we had a couple of anecdotes from board members and from myself as well, from people that go abroad, and they find it very, very hard to integrate into societies. And when it comes to mental health, they're much less likely to engage with mental health services in their adopted country. And even when they do, these cultural barriers can come up. Even Western to Western countries, it can happen as well. Like, you know, the classic example we say was somebody goes into a therapy session and they say, "I cracked last night," to an American therapist. That doesn't go down very well.
Exactly. You know? Someone from Ireland is going to get what they're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, we set this up and we've been supporting people, Irish passport holders, basically, for the past 5-6 years with completely for free. We have no government funding, and that service itself has no funding at all. So we do that all voluntarily.
That's amazing because yeah, you do hear that, you know, people have to move away for work or whatever, or maybe they just want to do the adventure, the Australia for a year or something like that. And when they get there, it's not as they thought it would be, or they find it hard to, you know, kind of integrate, as you say. And then it's just too much of a big move back. They've probably given up their apartment or their house and their job and everything. And for some people as well, they don't really want to go back and go, "Oh, well, you know, I didn't stick it out."
It didn't work out or whatever. Yeah, exactly. So that does, that's a huge part of actually a lot of the reporting back into us about why people engage with the Irish Abroad Service is that there's this kind of, and it shouldn't be there, but there's this kind of shame that, "Oh, I didn't make it," kind of thing. Like, and I came home with my tail between my legs. But look, there's no shame at all in trying something. And if it doesn't work, coming back, like, and that's what we're there for.
If that was me, Lachlan, I'd be homesick. I go on a week's holiday and I can't wait to get home. So I wouldn't last. I go to Spain and I'm like, "When are we going home?" So
but the interesting thing about it is that in 2019, we started supporting Irish people when they came back as well.
Oh, yeah.
So they get free counselling when they come home. So within the first 6 months of coming home, we give them free counselling to help them readjust back into Irish society and Irish culture and all that kind of stuff like as well.
From the people who then are living abroad, the people who are here in Ireland that you're helping, what kind of situations, and not to break anybody's confidentiality, but what kind of situations do you hear about a lot?
Well, what we have noticed in particular in the past 2 years during the pandemic and after it is that there's been a huge, I mean, 42% in some services jump in youth and children seeking counselling support with us specifically. Also in 2022, the start of this year, we noticed a big rise in couples counselling as well, because we do that as well. We do a suite of counselling services for children, young people and adults. They're the patterns that we're seeing in the past 2 years. We have play therapy in our Galway and Mayo offices, and then we have national online counselling services then for young people and for adults.
What's play therapy? I've heard of this before, but I never really kind of understood it.
Right. We start working with children as young as 3. Play is essentially, one of our play therapists said this to me before, play is essentially words for children to express how they're feeling. So when the child goes into play therapy, there's like sandboxes, there's toys, there's figurines and that kind of stuff. And essentially the child is just supported to play. And while they're playing, the play therapist will notice certain things they say or do and that kind of stuff. Like, you know, that brings them to a place where the play therapist can then work with the parent to say, "I think this is an issue that's coming up for them. Maybe you could do a little bit of this." And then so they give some advice to the parent then or the caregiver. But mostly it's a safe, comfortable place for the child just to be able to express themselves.
Yeah.
The same kind of thing would happen with art therapy, and that's for both children and adults, actually, and young people. So art therapy is another form of that where you get to express how you're feeling without words.
So October, we're just into October. What is going on?
Right. So last year, we set up our first national fundraising event, and it's called Coldtober. People in over 22 counties jumped into the sea or a safe body of water or had cold showers for 30 seconds for every day of the month of October. And they raised funds for our services while they did.
Good.
So we're doing it again. We're back. And people can still register. So they go to helplink.ie and you can see a Coldtober page in there. And there's lots of really easy to do registration stuff going on. It's €30 to register. And then we ask people to try and raise a little bit of money as well on top of that, if possible. And we know it's very, very tough for everybody right now. So we do really appreciate every single cent that comes in. And it helps us to drive all the services we do provide and develop new services as well.
Yeah.
So for example, I talked about the counseling services there, but we also then do mental health information. So we have an e-learning platform called mindhacks.ie. And on mindhacks.ie, there is a library of video and podcasts all about mental health. So you can go there and there's stuff there for children, for parents. But our most popular piece on there is actually the sleep. We have sleep podcasts and sleep videos in there, and they're hugely used for people that have a little bit of insomnia. But yeah, it's just basically a general mental health information resource. The research shows, again, that most people don't want to read too far into a text, but they're much more likely to watch a video or listen to a podcast. This is what we've done. Is we've collated all these and we keep that going. I think there's about 600 videos and podcasts in there for people to choose from.
Well, yeah, that'll keep you really going for a while. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we also have workshops for students, primary school, secondary school, and third level. And they're all accessible 24/7 for 10 months once the student starts using the workshop.
God, you've got an awful lot going on. An awful lot going on.
And
lots of fundraising needed. Yeah, no, you need the money
exactly.
to come in. So just give me that website again, Lachlan, before you head off.
Yeah, so it's helplink.ie, H-E-L-P-L-I-N-K, all one word, helplink.ie, and we're Helplink Mental Health.
Okay, well, the best of luck with the fundraising now in October. I'm sure it's going to go great for you. The thoughts of jumping into a freezing cold sea. I think sea swimmers are brilliant in the middle of summer. If you can do it in October, extra kudos to you as well. Lachlan, lovely catching up. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Trina. Bye.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.